Good morning, LC. And to everyone here joining with us together, if we have any visitors with us, I just want to welcome you here this morning as well. Those joining us online, I want to welcome you. It's a blessing to be able to stand in again for Pastor Jeff and bring the word that God has laid on my heart, that he's given to me first to receive and then to pass on to you. I hope your Christmas celebrations and your time with family and friends have been just what you hoped for this year, to get a little rest in, relaxation, but also the excitement of being with your friends and our family. I understand how truly busy the season is, but I know also that we understand who the season is for, and that this is a precious time in seeking and serving and worshiping our Savior, Jesus Christ. So we've been covering the past few weeks the wonder of Christmas. And it's truly been an inspiring series that also can be entitled, as I've told Pastor Jeff, The Gospel of Christmas. Because the way it's presented, the good news of this season, and we'll discuss that a little bit more later, but it has just been a message of good news going forth throughout this series and out throughout this season about Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Now, Pastor Jeff already talked about part of it I had here, but online there, if you have any notes you want to take, there are resources for that online. If you have any questions, put that on your connection card as well. And if you just basically, in response to this service, have any more questions or anything like that, just type in Jesus in your comments online there, and someone will get with you. So getting back to today's message, it will probably not be as long as usual. Not that it's not important. It's very important whenever we hear the word of God coming for us. But also because of the family traditions I know you have going on, the things you're doing with your families and the other, which are important as well. And I want to allow you to get back to that in a short period of time. So we've been looking at the wonders of Christmas over the past few weeks. It has given us a chance to kind of do what Mary did after speaking to the angel concerning the birth of Christ, and that is pondering all that the season brings us and give us a chance to look at that. If you will, what this season is really about is what we've been pondering, maybe for the first time in your life, after growing up with certain family traditions, that kind of blend into this time of year, or maybe a reminder after many years of following Jesus and losing your way. This was a reminder for you this season with the message we've had. We also had the past couple of years, as Pastor Jeff has mentioned, his messages, which have been pretty challenging. 2020 and now 2021 that have brought challenges to us. So this season gave us a chance to pause from that and to go back and look at the reason. And I thank God, because I believe this series has allowed us to end this year with a totally different perspective, which I believe is just what God knew we all needed. You see, we can't ignore the fact that we live in a totally broken world with broken people and relationships, and that 2021 turned out to be no different. And if you really look around you, it's very obvious that sometimes in this season we can mask so many things that are going on in the name of peace and joy. But it's not that way for everyone. We've seen from this series, though, that the true answer to not only for the season, but for all time, is really about Jesus Christ and the message that is brought and presented to a broken world as a message of hope and peace actually arriving on Christmas Day. And that is a wonder of Christmas. So we started this series a few weeks ago with a message by Michael, who so brilliantly delivered from Colossians 1:13-23. Now that message was about how the gospel message during this season brings a message of hope. A message of hope that must be communicated. He used the text to explain just who this baby in the manger was and is: God the Son, the creator of all things, redeemer of the lost, the image of the invisible God, embodied in this baby, the one who will reconcile us back to our God, who we had abandoned thinking we could do it on our own, and the one who will save his people from a broken, hopeless, frustrated state we find ourselves in this day. Praise God that because of this kid born in a lowly manger, hope was born on Christmas Day. Then Pastor Jeff used one powerful verse in Mark 10:45, along with some supporting verses, to give us another perspective on the baby born on Christmas Day by taking us to the latter part of his life, some 33 years later, after Christmas Day, and reminding us why Christmas Day is so amazing, because the Savior was born to serve us with something we couldn't provide for ourselves, the sacrifice of his very own life to save us from a spiritual death which we all deserve. He reminds us that Jesus didn't come to be celebrated or put on a pedestal or put on the magazine covers of the Bethlehem Times or things like that and paraded out as the next great thing, but to serve us and to teach us how to serve one another. I'm trying to get a plug in for that, Pastor Jeff, sir. He came to provide us with something no one else could do, and that is to present a perfect, sinless sacrifice that was a demand for the sin in our life. It was a demand for a redemption and reconciling to God. You see, we as Americans, we love to dwell on our stories of overcoming all odds and pulling ourselves up by our bootstraps, going from rags to riches, and pursuing happiness and achieving greatness through our blood, sweat, and tears. And some of these attitudes are commendable, but Jesus came to give us something we couldn't attain no matter how hard we try. Even his name speaks of the reason for coming here, as was mentioned before in previous messages, and that is Jesus. In the Hebrew, Yeshua, he is our Savior. God saves. The salvation of the Lord, that is his name. And being our Savior was why he was born. There was no confusion about why he was here. And the writers of Hebrews in chapter 12, verse 2 said, "For the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame." So he came on a specific mission on Christmas Day, and that was to save us. This is also who the baby in the manger was. He wasn't confused. He didn't need to figure out why he was born or what he was doing here. And this brings us up to the message last week that Pastor Jeff brought us from the traditional Christmas story in Luke 2. The beautiful story I love to relive every year of that magical, wonderful night when everything in time changed forever. It was just a moment that changed everything. This time, the message was delivered from a slightly different perspective, one that concentrated on the response of the shepherds who received the gospel message and had to decide what to do with it, how to respond. We were shown how they reacted, and then we were challenged to reflect and search ourselves for how we have received the same good news and what we have done with the commandment from our Lord Jesus to go. It reminds me of when you receive the news that kind of blows you away and believe it's worth sharing with friends and family, but it still takes a conscious effort on your part to make it known. It could be news of a big event, of something coming soon to your town, of a sports team major transaction, of a major celebrity's new movie coming out, or a music release. You get the picture of what I'm talking about. Now hold that thought in your mind, because we'll be coming back to that question later as well. So now we come to the last message in this series on the wonder of Christmas, or as I've said before, the gospel of Christmas, and we're left with a question, actually a few questions, which our text today will produce for us. Christmas Day has come and gone, as Justin mentioned. The Savior has been born. The celebrations of the culture around us transition into the next thing. We've sang the songs, still enjoy some of the festivities like the get-togethers, the holiday movies, gift returns. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot to take that out of there. You know, all those things that our culture says that we should be doing right now. But what about the good news we just received about Jesus, Emmanuel, the one who came to save us? So please turn in your Bibles with me to Matthew chapter 2, and we'll be concentrating today on verses 1 through 12. As we look at the reaction of some of those at that time to what was and is an awesome, life-changing, culture-shifting event, and then ask ourselves individually and collectively, are we still seeking the Savior? Okay, once you have that, you found that text there, I'm going to have you all stand to honor God as we read his word. Matthew 2, and we'll be reading verses 1 through 12. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, Magi were from the east, and your version of scripture may say wise men, from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judea, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah, for out of you shall come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel.' Then Herod secretly called the Magi and determined from them the exact time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search carefully for the child. And when you found him, report it to me, so that I too may come and worship him.' After hearing the king, they went their way. And the star which they had seen in the east went on before them until he came and stood over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. After coming into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell to the ground and worshiped him. Then opening their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned by God in a dream not to return to Herod, the Magi left for their own country by another way." Let us pray. Precious and eternal Father, we thank you for this day, another day that you have blessed us to be a part of. We thank you for this season we're in, and that we get a chance to continue to speak about the wonder of Christmas. Father, even as you present this word to me, I pray that in Jesus' name you will present it.